Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Weekly Review. I am your host, Lucky, and welcome back to Anime Casuals. Sorry it's so late. I did get it out on Saturday, though. See? That's why I always tell people, like, or I've kind of been trying to tell people. I don't know if it's on this podcast or the or on Mental Health Casual, but I'll usually say something like, "Hey, maybe you should listen on Sunday." Because or Monday, because a lot of times I might not even get to this till later at night. I've been very busy. By very busy, I took a nap that lasted like an hour, and it threw off my whole schedule. So anyway, today we're talking about Uncle from Another World. This is a Netflix original. Actually, it was interesting. I saw that on Netflix, when you click on something, it'll say like it'll hint at something coming back for another season or something like that, and I saw that underneath the or w when I was looking at the description. And so yeah, we're expecting another season, which is great because I had a lot of fun with this, guys. I was actually really surprised at how much I liked this. Real quick warning though, not spoiler warning, just a warning in general. There is no dub for Uncle from Another World. There is only the Japanese version. So if you're not into that, it is what it is. I don't know if there ever will be a dubbed version of it. But yeah, so this is a very interesting story. This is almost it's very interesting. So let's talk about the story real quick, just so I can explain why it's so interesting. By the way, I don't know exactly what we're going to be talking about next week, if we're going to go back to Chihayafuru, or if I want to, try and find something else. I would like to finish Chiyafuru, just because it's really, I think it's really good. It's really solid. Yeah, well, I'll let you guys know, not on Tuesday, but on Wednesday, which probably won't be enough time. So maybe I should figure out what the heck I'm gonna watch between here and now. But either way, so Uncle from Another World takes place in Japan. Basically, what has happened is, Takahito Koyasu, sorry, excuse me, sorry, his this uncle. Sorry, I read the voice actor's name by accident. We get some real characters from Uncle from Another World because this one sucks. Anyway, so the main character is Takafumi. In a way, the uncle is the actual main character. So we have two main characters here, in other words. But the reason why I'm struggling to find the main character is because Takafumi is definitely he's the one that we start off with. He's talking about his uncle, and he's talking about how his uncle's been in a coma for 17 years, and it really split up the family. A lot of them didn't want to deal with it. So basically, he kind of threw a whole wrench in the whole situation by being in this coma. I guess he got hit by a truck or something. I don't know, but either way, when he was in this coma, he was actually in another world. So when he awakes from this coma, Takafumi's about to lay down the law and just be like, we're I can't remember what the paperwork exactly said, but basically he was just gonna leave his uncle on his own and do that. But then his uncle, desperately trying to prove that he can do magic, ends up having that ability to do magic, and his nephew has the bright idea of saying, "Hey, why don't we make a YouTube channel out of it, and we can get a bunch of subscribers, and we can get ad revenue, all that kind of stuff." So, that's what his YouTube name is Uncle from Another World. So that's where we get the name. And so those are the two main characters. We do have a third main character that comes in around the third, maybe middle of the second episode. I'm trying to think. By the way, there are only seven episodes, but this character. Oh, excuse me, is Fujimiya. She is a childhood, quote unquote, friend of Takafumi, and she kind of, plays in there as a love interest for him. But the interesting part about this is Uncle is he has a, since he has all these spells, because he's OP as heck, He has all these spells, and one of the spells that he does, and probably the main focal point of the whole series, is he has a spell to show his memories from the other world, or his memories in just general. And it's cool to see because this is the cool part about this story, right? Typically, when we see isekais, it's just, oh, we're in the other world. Forget about the old world, right? And this is something that I've had a little bit of an irking with, and that's why I liked Mushoku Tensei so much. There was still a lot of ties to the old world. Every time the guy what was it, Rudeus, the main character from Mushoku Tensei, every time he thinks about something, he ends up thinking in his normal voice, in other words, his grown-up voice from the other world. So I've always liked that there's that tie to the old world. And so with this one, they kind of it's based in modern day Japan. However, it goes into like flashbacks from this past world. And it's so funny because the uncle has such a different take on what his memories actually show. Because he's such a recluse, he's really into the Sega. He was, around during that time where Sega was prospering a long time ago, I should say. Well, I mean, the Sonic movies are doing pretty good, but besides that, but anyway, he is obsessed with Sega. All of the things that he's talking about are in like Sega games and all that stuff, but. It's interesting to see his perspective on the events when he shows his nephew, who his nephew is seeing all this stuff, and he, I give you an example, right? Like there's a girl in there named Elf, right? And she, well, she's an elf, and she, uncle's just like, yeah, she hates me, this isn't that, but his nephew knows what a tsundere looks like, or sorry, what a tsundere is, and so he's just like, she totally wants him, like, he's so oblivious to it. So, it's such a cool thing to see the uncle's perspective on it. And actually, I was gonna say, Takafumi. I think he does a really good job of being that kind of character, like Shinpachi is from Gintama, where he just points out the like what everybody should know, right? In other words, like let's say Gintoki from Gintama says something that should be obvious, like I haven't paid the rent for 7 months and I still live here. You haven't paid the rent? What are you doing? He's that exclamation point. On it, which I think is really cool. I thought it was like really fun to listen to that. A couple of cool, just a really cool. I love this voice actor, dude. Anytime they bring in Dio's voice actor, which is the name that I said before, Takahito Koyasu. You've known his voice from Dio, Rosewald, I think his name is, from RayZero. I mean, he's got such a crazy voice. I love it so much. And it really lends itself to the uncle, this uncle who is and I'm just gonna put on like my own spin on this just because this is my own opinion. This isn't like a technical thing, but it's really interesting to hear his voice as this goofy uncle who's overpowered but is also a geek. And his particular voice does it so well because it's got an intimidating tone to it, but it also he does it so well where he'll also lighten his tone a little bit when he's talking about Sega, or he's talking about more heartfelt moments. So yeah, I have to really give kudos to the voice actor, dude. I've loved this voice actor. Since watching him on, in that series, but he's shown up in a lot more. I don't want to say too much about one of the characters. He plays a character in Attack on Titan. I'll say that. And yeah. So anyway, a couple things that we should talk about. So the animation, how is that? It's really good. And actually, the Otherworld animation looks a lot different than the newer world animation. Actually, I should say the color palette from the Otherworld, which is actually really good. It gives a good contrast when we're heading out. And actually it gives a little bit of a nice palette swap. So think about if you're eating something really, really salty and then you have something sweet. It offsets the palate, so to speak. So it's really, really nice. I like the change up and everything. And I actually found myself really like being like Takafumi, where I was just like, "Uncle, tell me the next part of the story." And it really works well with that formula. I didn't think I was gonna like it because the first episode, I think about halfway through, I wasn't super into it. I wanted there to be the other world. Like, can't they show like, how are they gonna show us the other world? I thought it was just gonna be the uncle talking about the other world, but like never, they're never actually showing it. But I'm really glad that I was wrong, and everything looks fantastic in it. But yeah, I love the storytelling in it because you're just thinking like, dude, show us the next chapter of your story, show us the next this. And there's a lot more to cover in it, right? They end off, with a big, cliffhanger, and I can't wait to see. And there's also a lot of allusions to other to some other anime. I won't I'll say the ones that I'm sure about. So Attack on Titan and Goblin Slayer, I've definitely seen allusions. I know a lot of you are like, "What?" Those are gruesome. Yeah, but it was actually really interesting to see that. I'm sure there were more. Maybe if you guys know any, like, please let me know. I'd love to know if I missed anything in there. But yeah, so let's talk about the character chemistry. The character chemistry is on point here, and I have to say the voice actor for Takafumi does a really good job of showing, or sorry, the script. Takafumi does a really good job of showing crazy disconnected his uncle is from other people. But funny enough, Takafumi also does that. So his uncle does a good job of, when it comes to Fujimiya, the love interest of Takafumi. When it comes to her, it's really funny because, all of a sudden, he ends up reading the situation really clear. In other words, they're reading the situation very clear with each other, but not with themselves, which I thought was really awesome. So as you can tell, I really like this series. I just from seven episodes, I was like hooked automatically towards the end of the first episode, and then smooth sailing from there. So awesome show, highly recommend it. And I guess in terms of a score, I have to give it like a solid 4.3. I'd have to watch the rest. I'd have to wait till the rest of it comes out to give it like a greater score. But a solid first seven episodes. There's a bit of fan service here and there. I didn't think it was too bad or anything like that. It is TVMA because there are some gory moments, some nudity, but not profound nudity. Just like, showing up or teasing it, I suppose, is another thing. But yeah, it is, dude. This is a solid series. I highly recommend you guys see it. Plus, it's only seven episodes, so. We've watched longer series than this, so you've watched longer series than this. I've watched longer series than this. So, either way, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this weekly review. Remember that on Tuesday we will be back with the casual discussion. Until then, guys, remember you can check out all things casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.